Well, as promised, I have a special guest in the studio with me today, and very, very knowledgeable brother towards just how to make things happen for yourself on an entrepreneur level. He's got a spot running here on WEZE. Frederick Media Productions is talking about network marketing, or MLM, and he's going to come today, and we're just going to talk about it. We're going to shoot it across the board and, you know, just get some insight for those people that are trying to find it, because some of y'all out there running up your credit cards right now trying to keep them grandchildren happy, and you're going to need a way out afterwards. So I think you might get some valuable insight here from my brother, Dimitri Frederick. How you doing, my brother? What's happening?
I'm great.
More than that. Yeah, I know you're doing more than great. You in here holding it down. You got your lovely wife with you today. How are you been doing, man?
I've been awesome. This year has been a blessing year for me. Things are happening and moving forward. And I'm looking forward to what's going to happen next year in 2016. So I have some great things lined up and looking to go out there and speak more to people and just hear the message, because this is the year, this is the decade, you could say, for entrepreneurship. And I just want to empower people to make sure they're doing the right things and following to the God principles as well, as they continue to grow and get better, because, you know, this economy is tough.
Well, you know, I know that this is not your first book. Now, you wrote some love poems.
Yes.
I mean, and that was deep. But what inspired you to do this book? Because this is a jump from the love poem thing now. You know, I thought you was going in that direction. But what really inspired you to write this book, and why did you do it?
Well, I've always been a poet. So I've been a poet for almost 18 years now. And since high school, I've been writing. And also, entrepreneurship was in my soul. And so I always knew that I was meant to be an entrepreneur. And so I developed myself over the years. And got involved in network marketing many years ago, over 20 years ago, actually. And actually, my first book was actually because of my wife. And I always talk about when I'm 40, I'm going to be writing books, this and that. And that was a goal I set since I was young, but I wasn't never doing it. But I was talking to my business partners over years about the same problems, issues. And that's why I wrote my first book, Why Entrepreneurship? What is it all about? It's a 3-part series. And so the first book was because after I got married and, you know, my wife and I had some struggles, wasn't on the same page. And I said, you know what? I need to write this book now. And so that was the motivation. So the book is a 3-part focus on, you know, the problems economically facing us. And then the second part, which is dedicated to network marketing. And the third part is looking at legacy and spiritual aspect. So when I wrote those books, and actually I've already written in my head, but I wrote the first part already. Next year I'm planning on focusing on the second part. I actually said, I'm going to talk about the problems so that people could understand from layman's terms what's economically going on and why we are struggling. And so this book was the spinoff from that, which is dedicated to Massachusetts, because we've done some things together in the past, and we know Massachusetts is a tough state. New England as a whole is a tough state to do business. And so I wanted to educate people properly, because I saw a lot of mistakes being done over the last 20 years in business.
Well, you know, it's funny because you and I met actually on an MLM venture. We don't want to give them no run because they're paying us no money. But but as I was saying off mic, that God has ordained you and I to meet, you know, for other purposes other than what we went through. But I got to say that I always thought New England was tough for doing MLM. Can you explain why so many people fail in network marketing here in New England?
There's many issues that I address, and I talk a lot about a lot of different things. And I talk about things that people don't think about or don't consider on the fact of doing MLM the proper way. Some of the things that, you know, we fail to look at is who we are coming into network marketing and what are we looking for. See, years ago when I got started, I was actually looking for something, which is mentorship. I didn't have the resources, the funding to find mentorship or pay for it. And so the best mentorship I found was through personal development books. And that was the start of my success journey to network marketing. But people don't always come in for the right reasons. And it always starts really from looking for money, extra income to make, but not finding the right business models that fits them. And that's one of the things I discovered over the last 20 years. And I went back and reviewed, and I talk about that in the book, reviewing, you know, your organization, your downline, and looking at, okay, why do you have so many zeros behind these people's names? Because what I discovered is that many of the businesses or people that we attract doesn't fit the business model that you have. You know, and so I put a lot of things when it comes to traditional business, because I've always been a traditional mindset person when it comes to doing business. And so sometimes a lot of us who join network marketing may not have had interest at first, maybe be thinking about it, but not fully serious. So until someone came to them and said, hey, you know, come into this business, and say, oh yeah, sure. Or sometimes just our friends coming to get us to do network marketing. But then we make a lot of mistakes because that's not the proper fit and the person doesn't have the proper discipline to do that business. And just because we have a system in place, you know, systems works, but people don't.
So you have a lot of personal development in your book. Why do you think it's so important, especially for the people out there that are listening that may have tried and failed, or, you know, they saw the ad and the person driving a new BMW or the Mercedes, you know, give me some insight about that personal development and, like, what is personal development for those who do not know? Give them some insight on how to get themselves prepared to do MLM marketing.
No doubt. You know, I consider my books and writing is personal development. And personal development starts with reading positive books to empower you, to strengthen you, and to change your mindset. Because we've been ingrained with a lot of philosophies about success through the traditional marketplace from education-wise. And so when you come into the field of personal development in this industry, and that's really the only industry that really teaches that. And I call that the holy grail of network marketing. And most people don't value it. And I say they don't value it for two things. Because the first is that maybe they come in for the money aspect, like I said. But the second thing is that they come in without understanding that they need to change their verbiage, change their mindset, and the way they speak, and the way they think about success. And from doing so, then success comes in. It's not just doing the activity of business. And sometimes people say, I'll read the books later after I make the money. And it doesn't work like that.
Wow. In one of the subchapters, 9, the title is called I'm Your Pusher. Explain that.
Well, you know, over the years of having some friendships and, you know, I'm very good at observing people and understanding human behavior. And I realized a lot of us are just pushing products or services around, but not necessarily developing some business skills. It goes back to your previous question. You know, are you developing yourself? Because long after the money comes, okay, where's the success come in? Because regardless of network marketing at the end of the day or whatever else you choose to do, you need to have grown your mindset, your ability to be a businessman or woman after the network marketing aspect comes in. And so being a pusher, I realized so many people are just jumping left and right from network marketing to companies after network marketing companies and still failing to learn the key principles for success and evaluating. You see, over the years, I've learned to evaluate businesses. And so many people are just pushing products and keep going from one thing to another. So then there's the jumpers. And those two are related because the jumpers are the person who actually has the success. So they are the total opposite. They may have made a significant amount of money. They may even have made the six-figure income. And I watched a lot of them. They are just jumping for the next business to the next business because they have that. It's almost like the lottery mentality or just like the addiction, and they cannot stop to get enough because they're looking for the quick income. And so they're jumping from the next business that's going to get them there.
So why is being diversified in network marketing so important?
Well, today, there's so much dangers out there. And like I said, I write this book not just for network marketing people, even though it's dedicated to that, but there's a lot of key principles of business that people forget, traditional business, because sometimes we get into network marketing and say, forget, you know, the corporate lifestyle. And so I'm going to do something different, you know, but we don't take that with us, the principles of how business is conducted. So, so basically, when you look at business and people saying, okay, I want to be successful, okay, which direction are they going to?
So, you know, what I'm going to throw a little curveball at you, you know, being that, you know, we are a Christian station.
Sure.
And how much of that, because as you know, there's commerce in the Bible. We hear about Jesus going into the temple and overturn the tables because they were doing too much commerce. I mean, do you find that there should be a balance between, you know, your spiritual life and your personal development and the success of doing, you know, any kind of business, including MLM?
Sure. And actually, I've grown tremendously because of the positive books I've read, but also led me to the Bible. And actually, the first book, Why Entrepreneurship, I put a lot of spiritual reference in there because one of the things I discovered is that a lot of people, again, want to start being successful in business, but they forget, what is God's purpose for you? And is it aligned with God's plan for your life and your future? Because sometimes we go chasing money, we're looking for success, but did you look deep into your heart? And so success comes with discipline, but also comes with understanding God's role in your life and what are you meant to do? Because at the end of the day, when the money's gone, you know, what did you do? How much did you impact? And that's why in the entrepreneurship book, I talk about legacy in the end, because it's not about me. It's about how many other people can I help long after me, you know? So once I take care of my family, once I take care of my immediate needs, so what else then are you going to do? Just continue to make money? How about creating other businesses? You know, being diversified, one of the questions you asked earlier, you know, having multiple streams of income so that you could bless other people to be successful. You know?
That is so true, especially now, this being the season of giving. And I've been saying this for the last couple of weeks, you know, people of God, to show, you know, the love of Christ, not just from your heart, but through your actions. Because, you know, even Christ was born as the least of them. He was born in a manger, in a stall, when everybody else was next door in the inn. So that's, you know, very important right now for someone to take in. Now, you know, we always hear talk of the economy going into recession. What is the importance of being recession-proof? And can you elaborate a little bit on, you know, how to prepare to get yourself, keep yourself afloat during those tough times?
Well, today, when you're looking at a business, you need to evaluate, is it recession-proof? And actually, for me, the last few years, everything that I do, I make sure I say to myself, is this business model that I'm going to look at, is it recession-proof? Meaning that, is it diversified all across the country, or is it just centralized in Massachusetts, New York, the East Coast, West Coast? Or does it have a regional expansion, or especially in network marketing? And I think a lot of the industry is starting to recognize that they need to be diversified where they are in a global economy, because we are so connected today. So one thing that's going on right here in our state doesn't have to affect your income stream in another state or in another country. And so, you know, right now, you know, let's say, you know, the stuff that happened in Paris, for example, you know, that shut down a whole community right there from doing business. So does that mean your whole family need to get hurt? The other people that you support and that is working for you? But if you have multiple income streams or different businesses or different chains of your businesses in different regions or different parts of the country, it does help to increase your income flow and make it steady.
Wow, man. It sounds like you put a lot of research, a lot of thought into this. Now, where can people reach you? How can they get this book? Give them all your info.
The first way is you could always call me or leave me a voicemail at my toll-free number, 877-589-3574. Just leave a voicemail. I have several businesses I run, so let me know that you're interested in the book and could access it. But you could get it directly for your organization to howtodomlminmass.com. And basically, it's available. I designed it for that website for, you know, a large organization, but you could also click on there and go to fmp.frederickcapital.com. That's fmp.frederickcapital.com. And that basically gives you a direct access to purchase it individually.
Now, what's on the horizon for you? What do you got coming up in the near future?
I have several projects. I'm going back to do the second part of Why Entrepreneurship Part 2. And like I said, I designed this book particularly from East Coast in Massachusetts because I care. It's my state. But I wanted to talk about network marketing in a general sense and the endorsement of it, as well as talking about the baby boomers that's retiring right now in that book and just focus on what's going on right now economically. Because right now, a lot of people who are retiring are finally realizing that 40-40 plan that we've talked about so much as a business people is applying to them and basically not having enough income to support themselves. And so that's one of the projects I believe from my core I started out years ago. And so I'm going to finish that book and then, you know, do another project. And I'm looking to speak more. I've got a couple of book signings coming up. Actually, you're all invited. I'm going to be in Hyde Park Post at 56 Harvard Ave on January 9th. I'm going to be doing that from 10 o'clock or so till 1 o'clock. I'm having a small brunch in the morning. And then right at 11 o'clock, we're going to get started and get deep into the book. And I'm also looking to start my launching career in coaching people, because direct coaching is important because I want you to become more than just a network marketer at the end of the day when you finish your career in network marketing or want to expand beyond just network marketing. And so that's some of the goals I plan on doing next year.
And I see you got something in Brockton coming up. Just in case we've got some listeners out in that area, fill us in.
Yes, I've had a great relationship with the Heritage book, the Heritage House in Brockton. That's the actual name. They are, we'll have 290 or 269 Main Street up in Brockton. I was just up there, actually. I have a great relationship and, you know, going to be doing a book signing there as well on January 16th, the week after the January 9th. So it's a Saturday. You could come out, you know, purchase the book. I have both my Why Entrepreneurship book as well as How to Do MLM in Massachusetts available for you to purchase as well. And you could actually support in the Christian community out there in Brockton as well.
You know, your wife is with you today. She's sitting there chilling on the side. But I got to give her a shout out of love for just being supportive, because I know there's some nights where you be up writing. She'd be like, you coming to bed? And I'm like, I got to finish. And they be going to bed trying to keep your spot warm. But it's great to see her with you today. And, you know, behind every successful man is a good woman keeping him in check. So I thank her for coming in today. I thank you for coming in today. And we know that God is going to continue to bless your project, bless the knowledge, wisdom, and understanding of all things pertaining to the kingdom for which he has called you to do, my brother. And I know this won't be the last that we see of you.
No doubt.
And again, make sure you give him your information one more time before we get on out to the side of here.
Definitely. You can reach me by calling 877-589-3574. And you could reach me online via howtodomlminmass.com or fmp.frederickcapital.com. And definitely looking forward to seeing you. And it's funny you mentioned my wife. We talking about a project because since we got married, I had another book already in my mind about relationships. And lately we've been talking a lot about that book, and I'm looking forward to it. I'm looking at 2017, 2018 to be writing that book. But it's been on works because I want to help a lot of couples, you know. And I say the book is dedicated to people who are at 35 and up, is single and still can't get married, especially the ladies. I want to help them find a spouse. And gentlemen, you talk about the foundation. Truly, a good woman is a foundation of a strong man and family man. And so this book will help a lot of couples to find their purpose and collectively work together to build success.
He said that's so smooth. It makes you not even like say, I can't wait for that book to come out. I thank you for coming in, my brother. I also thank your wife, Suzanne, for coming along with you today. Hey, you've been listening to Frederick. Dimitri Frederick from Frederick Media Productions here live on the Festival of Praise. We got more music in store for you, so don't go anywhere. We do hope that you've been touched, blessed, and moved by this interview. So we're going to get to some more music right now back on the Festival of Praise on WEZE AM 590, The Word.